to see so many of you again. If you are in primary school, it might be wonderful if you could come and take a seat at the front. Then I can show you some of the things I've got to show you, and it'll be slightly easier to talk to you. So if you are in primary school, why don't you come and take a seat at the front? That would be wonderful. Excellent. And before we do anything else, we're going to pray again. So I'd like you to sit up straight, put your hands together so that you don't fiddle, close your eyes so that you don't get distracted, and we're going to talk to God. Father God, thank you that we get to learn more about you from the Bible. Please would you be with us now and help us to understand the Bible. Amen. Now, boys and girls, I have one question for us as we begin. When you want to go somewhere, what do you need? What do you need in order to know the right way to go? What do you think? Yes. A map. So, sometimes, I don't know if this has ever come up, ever, but Sarah and I used to live in Cornwall. And when we lived in Cornwall, we used to go for nice long walks along the cliff tops, and we would take this map with us. I wonder if two of you could come up and open up this map for us. Let's go. Oh, yes, you two, you just came. That's wonderful. No need for volunteers. Could you hold this map? And we'll see if we can show the grown-ups the map. Sometimes you need a big map. The map showed us the right way to go. Actually, I think we need someone tall as well. Harry? And what we're going to do, girls, we're going to shuffle this way a bit. So shuffle, keep shuffling, watch out for the step. There we go, that's perfect. Stay there. Have you could hold that at the top, that would be great. Sometimes, I don't know, have any of you ever been orienteering? It's very boring. But I have been orienteering once. In year six, I had to go on a school trip to the rugged wilds of the Isle of Wight, and they sent us off orienteering, and they gave us a compass. A compass helped us know the right way to go. Or maybe, have any of you ever been over the holidays to see friends and family who live very far away? Well, what you'll probably use in your car is a sat-nav. This is my sat-nav. I'm going to put that there. Will it stay up? It won't. Callum, come and give me a hand. Make sure this stays up. Wonderful. Thank you, Callum. Just stand behind and hold it up. That'll be great. You might need a sat-nav to show you the right way to go so that you don't get lost. See, when we're going somewhere, we normally look for something that will help us know the right way to go. But in this morning's true story from John's Gospel, Jesus' followers ask him a question. He's been telling them all about how he's going to go off to God the Father's home, that's heaven, and prepare a room for his followers. And so his disciples ask one very good question. They say, well, we don't know where the Father is or how to get to him, so what's the right way to go? We don't know the way to go. And Jesus answers them by saying, actually, well, you don't need a map in order to get to the Father. You don't need a compass. You don't need a sat-nav in order to know where the Father is or have a relationship with God. And then he says you don't even need, like, a tour guide. This is my Lonely Planet guide to Moldova. What's Moldova like? Who knows? The book knows. The book is helpful, but Jesus says you don't need a Lonely Planet guide to heaven in order to know the right way to the Father. He says you just need him. The way to the Father is through Jesus. What he actually says is, I am the way. I am the only way to get to the Father. And he explains that by saying two things. He says that he is the way to the Father because he is the truth. He is the way to the Father because he is the truth. See, the reason that sat-navs work, this one doesn't work, The reason sat-navs work is because they know most of the time. They know all the major and minor roads in all the cities and in all the towns and in all the villages in the UK. Sat-navs know. Well, Jesus is the one who knows the truth about God. Jesus is the one who brought the truth about God into the world. He went around telling people the truth about Jesus. He went around doing things that only God could do. And so he showed people the truth about God. The only way that you can know the truth about God is by going to Jesus. There is no other way to know the truth about God. And he knows the truth about God because he is God. The Son of God, that's Jesus, knows God the Father perfectly. And so he is the only one who can bring us into a relationship with God. But the second thing that Jesus says is that he is the way because he is the life. He is the way because he is the life. Jesus is the one in whom life is found. By this point in John's Gospel, we're in John chapter 14. By this point in John's Gospel, Jesus has already called himself the life that was the light of man. He's called himself the bread of life in chapter 6. He says that the reason he came was so that people might have life and have it to the full in chapter 10. And he's called himself the resurrection and the life. See, Jesus says again and again and again and again in John's Gospel that if you want life, if you want real life, if you want satisfying life, if you want life that will last forever, you've got to come to him. And amazingly, he offers us this life by dying in our place. On the cross, Jesus died to take the punishment we deserve for our sins. For all the times that we disobey God, for all the times that we upset God, for all the times that we ignore God. And then Jesus rose again and came back to life 3 days later to prove that he really does offer life after death. Life that lasts forever. Grown-ups, it is striking, isn't it, that he is the way because he's the life because he died. Jesus is the way because he's the life. And all this is why Jesus says unequivocally, with no wiggle room, that he is the only way to know God. He is the only way to get to the Father. Jesus is the only way to God because nothing and no one else makes God known in the same way Jesus does. Jesus is the only way to God because nobody else speaks the truth about God in such a perfect and complete way as Jesus. Jesus is the only way to God because nobody else offers life to the full, life forever with God. Only Jesus, who called himself I Am. I Am was the personal name of God. This is Jesus calling himself God. Now that means, boys and girls, that although there are lots and lots and lots of people in the world who say that they believe in God but don't believe in Jesus, well, that's really sad. That's a sad thing because they're missing out. If you don't know Jesus, you don't know God properly. So people who say they believe in God but don't believe in Jesus, well, they're missing out. And that is very, very sad. And that means grown-ups, that the people in our workplaces and in our social circles who follow other religions or who maybe would call themselves atheists, well, they definitely, desperately need to know about Jesus. If you don't know the way somewhere, you are lost. And that means our workplaces and our social circles are full of lost people. And they need to hear the good news that Jesus is the only way to God. But there also is a big cause to celebrate. We all know the stress that comes from a slow sat-nav. Or I've got to be, this is like a tongue twister. Or the mishaps that result from a mishandled map. Well, hey, say that 10 times. Failing to reach your destination is frustrating, and it's troubling, and it's annoying. But Jesus starts this whole section with the words, "Do not be troubled. Do not be troubled." See, maybe you're not a Christian yet. Maybe you would like to know God, you'd like to have a relationship with him, but you just don't know how. You don't know him yet. Well, then be troubled no more. Jesus really is the way and the truth and the life. He is the only way to know God. If you would like to chat more, please do grab me or Steve or Tim or Mark or someone after the service, because we would love to talk to you about Jesus. But maybe you are a Christian. Well, then rest assured, you will reach your destination. The Christian can rest easy and rejoice knowing that Jesus really is the way to go, that he really does tell us the truth about God, that he really does offer us life forever with God, and that we really will make it there. So do not be troubled. Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. The only way to the Father is through him. Let's pray. So sit up straight, hands together, eyes closed. Grown-ups, this is you as well. Sit up straight. And we'll talk to God. Father God, thank you so much that Jesus is the way we can know you and have a relationship with you. Father, help us to rejoice that that is true and not be troubled. Father, thank you that Jesus came and he offers us life because he died on the cross to take the punishment we deserve for our sin. Thank you that Jesus is the truth and he knows you and he tells us the truth about you. Thank you that we can trust Jesus and we can follow him and we can know the way to go. Amen. Thank you very much for listening. You guys want to go and take a seat? You guys can put down the sat nav. Harry, you can fold up the map. That would be wonderful. Or just give it to me. It's fine.